Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Black Moods and 1958 tips on how to get a husband. They're all coming up right after this.
And now, Cliff Notes, hits of the 70s with Oliver. This week's hit, Emma by Hot Chocolate from April 1975. Now here's your host, Oliver Lang.
Hey, cool.
All right. Singer is dating this chick for a long time. She wants to be a movie star, gets bummed out, kills herself.
See? That's it?
That's it?
This has been Cliff Notes Hits of the 70s with Oliver.
There you go. Tell me that ain't a sad story.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
That sounds great.
It's just three men.
Once again, echoing the famous Robin Trower introduction to BBC Sessions.
I'm so glad you heard that.
Okay, you're welcome. That is the sound of the great band, the Black Moods. They are the house band today. It sounds like kind of a late night.
Yeah.
Welcome to Midnight at Christie's. All right, I want to say hello to Roger Johnson, who won my panties from last week's show.
Congratulations, Ron.
Remember, just send in your entries every week. And these are game worn panties. Last week we gave away Josh's game worn panties. I was surprised that we had 15,000 entries. A lot of folks are into that.
Sure.
Wow. This is such great music. The Black Moods, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that would hurt my feelings.
If what?
If you got more entries into your my banny contest.
Trust
than
me.
I did.
Okay, so now I believe.
I know it would hurt your feelings.
I believe we've opened the door to the panty contest. Is that exactly what's happening here?
Yeah, put up a poll.
No.
Whose underwear do you want? Mine or Christie's?
Well, I want to get, or mine, or Tom's.
Yeah.
Well, Ace is exempt. He has holes in his.
Yeah, nobody wants holy underwear. Well.
Yeah. We could do, we could make it some kind of a charity thing.
No, Tom, I was just.
I'm so sick of you and your charities. I want the money.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to the band, shall we? On that beautiful guitar, it's Josh Kennedy. Oh, yeah. That rock and roll hair. What's going on there? And is that a new tattoo, Josh, on your right shoulder there?
No, it's just a really terrible Les Paul tattoo that I got when I was, I don't know.
Is it a? Oh, it's the guitar, not Les himself.
It'd be awesome if it was Les Paul, like 90-year-old Les Paul.
Yeah, that'd be really hip. No one would get what it was, but yeah, it's Les Paul, man. Yeah, that'd be very good. And then I should introduce Chico Diaz on the shades and the drums, looking extraordinarily badass. I'd ask you about your tattoo, but I don't have all day. That looks like a very elaborate production over there. We have to move to the baseball.
Yeah,
we're moving over to the base.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a wider angle. Yep, there's a tattoo there, too. I see it on the underside of your right arm. What is it?
I'm from Ohio, so I got the biplane.
Oh,
yeah. Wright Brothers, baby. Wright Brothers.
That's cool.
Do you guys have a band tattoo? All three of you have the same one?
Yep. Yeah. Belladonna, that was our first song.
I'm sorry, I can't see it. Can you focus in on somebody there?
This is radio.
There you go.
I know. You can watch. Oh, that's really nice.
That is nice.
Very colorful. That's you can watch this, by the way, on YouTube right now, or watch it tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And you seem to be frustrated, Josh. This too visual.
If any one of us did what you just did,
yeah,
the complaining would be just
as my father would say, there would be hell to pay. Yeah.
I see. Well, okay. Now
it's not hypocrisy.
Why don't you ask a question, Larry King? What do you got?
Wait, man, we heard your new single earlier, Hollywood. When is that available?
It's out now. I just downloaded it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, record's out. The record's called Into the Night.
Okay.
Came out in June, so
terrific, cool.
The
thing you were just playing, was that part of a song or what was that?
Yeah, it's a little something we're working on. You know.
Oh, all right.
We tried it out here.
Does it have a title?
I don't know. Star of your movie, maybe? I think that's what it's an older song. We're just kind of going to bring back eventually.
I was hoping you'd say Christie's Underwear.
Oh, come on.
Seems to be
a theme. That's more of a ballad.
Oh, that's a very, very romantic song.
Well, yeah, that's a panty dropper. That's what that is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Panty dropper would be a good name for a rockin' tune.
That would be.
Have you guys ever had a pair of panties thrown at you? From while you're on stage,
yeah, they like covered us all three.
again, we get to the theme, Josh.
Yeah. Of
no.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Wait. They covered you because the panties themselves were large?
Yes. She didn't make it on the bus.
One pair.
Yeah, from this wide to ride this right.
So you need to open with your new song, No Fat Chick.
There we go.
And let them know.
Okay.
What's that movie where Jack Black is dating the...
Shallow Hal.
Yeah. And she throws her panties at him.
Get over here, Houdini.
And they're gigantic, but he sees Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff, Tom. You should watch that. Maybe it'll cheer you up.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. We have a request for the original song of yours called Smack Tom. If you remember how that goes, we'd love to hear it.
I think it's a co-write, actually. It's not just us.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that was a team effort, right?
That's right. Josh wrote most of it, and I just jumped on for the ride.
Yeah, and the Black Moods wrote the music. And
yeah.
You think you guys can redo it?
Sure.
You do the magic.
He's been pissing us off again.
Smack Tom. It feels so good. Smack Tom.
We're going to the bridge, are you? Thank you very much.
I'll be the first to admit the lyrics fall apart in the bridge.
Okay.
You have to see the puppet rendition of that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Have you seen it?
You've seen the puppets do it? Okay, very good. Very good. Well, check that out at bobandtom.com. We're going to take a break away from the guys for a moment.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Right now, we go back to Christy Lee at the news desk. We have this
article from 1958, 129 ways to get a husband from McCall's magazine. Some of the suggestions include, ladies, have your car break down at strategic places. How do you do that?
That's not bad.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, my car broke
down.
Pull
a thing off your carburetor.
You lifted your foot off the gas.
I don't know how this works.
Yeah, boy.
Be friendly to ugly men. Handsome is as handsome does.
I don't even get that.
I don't either. I have no idea what that means.
That's a Forrest Gump thing. Handsome is as handsome does. Stupid is as stupid does, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, I guess.
Boy, oh boy.
Don't be afraid to associate with more attractive girls. They may have some leftovers.
Leftovers!
Do they have? Is there one? Get knocked up.
No, it's not.
I get knocked up.
I get up again.
Some.
Go back to your hometown for a visit. The wild kid next door may have become a very eligible bachelor.
Wild kid next door.
Hey, remember when you used to shoot me with Roman candles?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to see how you were doing these days.
There's a great one. Carry a hat box.
Ladies, I hope a woman tries this today. Carry a hat box.
So
how is that going to work?
Walking down the street with a hat box, would you approach her?
I wouldn't assume there was a hat in it. I would be like, oh, what do you have, a cake?
A cake.
Because cake boxes look like hat boxes.
This is sort of your dream gal.
That's right.
She's looking for a man, and she's got a cake with her.
I was reading a 1962 issue of Fatties Need Love, Too, and it said, look for women with cake boxes.
Okay, here's another one I don't get at all. Get a sunburn.
Hmm. Oh, because someone will comment.
They will?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Or they'll aloe you up.
Yeah, you might get some skin cancer, but hey, go for it.
Well, I think they just mean one. I mean, in other words, they walk up and they go, geez, you've been out in the sun. Then, see, it's a conversation starter.
Oh, gotcha.
And then you go, you want to see my tan lines?
I've got you tan lines.
No, you get some sun, and then when you're getting chemotherapy, you go, hey, do you have
he's a doctor.
Here's another one.
Not go that hard. No, do you see, Kristen, it's a conversation starter. And they'd be going, okay.
I'd rather carry the hat box.
And then you'd go, well, you want to see my tan lines? I've got one right here leading to my gluteal cleft.
Just carry a hat box.
You have to stop saying that.
Okay, sorry.
Here's one.
Boom.
We're kind of keeping with our theme, unfortunately. If your mother is fat, tell him you take after your father. If he's he's fat too, tell him you're adopted.
Wow. Good Lord.
So, in other words, start with a lie.
I always do.
Wow. Bribe a Ferris wheel operator to get you stuck on the top of a Ferris wheel.
That's a great idea. Get the guy fired.
Bribe a Ferris wheel operator.
Yes. If he's rich, tell him you like his money. The honesty.
You know what you have that I think's very attractive? Your money.
I kind of like
that. The honesty will intrigue him,
yes.
It says.
I would not mind if a woman goes, so do you have money? I swear to God, what's wrong with me? I would think that was kind of hot.
Well, I kind of get it,
so
too.
Then would you lie and say yes?
But I mean, I kind of get it. If you're rich, you want it out there. You don't want to think.
I like women that go, I just want to hook up with a rich guy.
Yeah. Here's an easy one. Get a dog and walk it. We all know that. Yeah. That kind
Once again, this is how to get a husband in 1958.
Yeah.
Is there a short one? Like put out?
Yeah, exactly.
Attend night school. Take courses men like. Oh, my God.
Like small engine repair?
Sure.
Oh, this is a sad one.
Oh.
Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Oh, that's insanity.
I understand your wife just died.
Oh,
yeah.
Here
yeah.
I am.
Well, I mean, if you've watched, what is that, the Kamensky method, that was a big... And Margaret jumped right on that when his wife died.
Spoiler alert.
Well, whatever. You haven't seen it by now. take a bicycle trip through Europe.
Sure, any lady can go do that.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Now, once again, we are looking at an old magazine, How to Get a Husband.
1958, 129 ways to get a husband.
Sound advice.
McCall's Magazine.
Get lost at a football game, girls.
Buy a convertible. Men like to ride them.
Oh, yeah.
Ride them. Ride in them.
That's not what you've got that he likes to ride. Yeah.
Here's another.
I think Jane Mansfield tried that, didn't she?
If you look good in sweaters, wear one on every third date.
If you look good in sweaters,
wear one every third date. Not every date.
No, you don't want to be a slut.
No.
Why? What is a sweater considered slutty?
No, I think they're hot.
Way hot. Assets.
Doesn't Priscilla Presley have a nightie in one of the Naked Guns where it has a red glowing arrow?
Yes, going down.
Now, back in the 60s, though, did the third date rule apply?
I don't think so.
Okay. It was probably 10 days.
It was whenever the man wanted. That's right. First date, second date.
Now, this one actually, some of these aren't bad. This is actually kind of a conversation starter. Uh-oh. If you want a guy to break the ice.
Here we go.
Wear a Band-Aid.
All right.
Josh, if you were somehow forced into a conversation with a woman in some situation, and all of a sudden you thought, hey, maybe this is, she's attractive. And, I noticed you're wearing a band.
No! No one says that.
You know what I honestly know? If I see like a woman in a cast or a sling a Band-Aid or something, I just go, the first thing I say is, will you be more careful, please?
Really?
And it, get, it starts a conversation.
Mood, yeah.
Yeah.
I say, where'd you get that herpes lesion?
So you, what do you say, Josh? I'll be the lead.
Will you be more careful, please?
I just came from my infusion, you prick.
Well, that took a turn.
Chemotherapy. Or is that kidneys?
Invest in a walking boot. You can get them on Amazon. People ask you all kinds of questions.
Once again, these are tips from 1958 on how to meet a man, ladies.
Stumble when you walk into a room that he's in.
Hilarious.
What, he thinks you're drunk?
Well, men like clumsies.
First of all, what are you doing in the men's room? And secondly, okay, here's one. This is odd. This really dates this. I suppose there's a contemporary version of this. If you're at a resort, have the bellboy page you.
Yeah. That makes you it look like you're wanted.
I do that move.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Every department store I'm in, every... Paging Josh Arnold. No, just throngs of people.
Mr. Josh Arnold, please report to the lost and found.
That's right.
We have found your butt plugs.
What does this one mean? European, I'm sorry.
No.
European women use their eyes to good advantage. Practice in front of a mirror. What the hell does that mean?
Maybe who knows? Wink?
I wink a lot.
Stare at his junk? I know that gets my attention.
Oh boy. Now, Tom, you cannot wink.
I have to really focus, and it's like putting a window down in an old fashioned car. It's like, okay, crank that. There we go.
I literally just winked at you, didn't I? When I about the Ace Cosby thing.
Yeah, there you go.
I went like that.
See, that's winking creeps me out.
Oh, really?
Never.
Really?
Liked it.
You don't think it's flirty?
No, what do you mean, Tom?
Mrs. Leffler, the librarian at Mercer School, used to do that. It always bugged me.
My God, he can't remember anything else but his teacher names from.
Well, people say I look creepy when I wink. But
let
I
me
don't...
see.
Well, I think it's because you're sticking your tongue out in white ways.
Oh.
Yeah. Here you go. How to pick a man and how to get a husband from 1958 McCall's magazine. Dress differently from the other girls at the office.
Well, yeah, that's still too.
Well, Christy, I kind of noticed you've come in topless today.
No,
none of the other girls are doing that. But say, do you want to go for coffee right now?
Boy, here's one from 1958. Use the ashtray. Don't crush out your cigarettes in your coffee cup.
No, that's tacky.
Oh,
yeah.
Who would do
that's
that?
That's low class.
How about this one? Don't tell a man about your allergies.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm allergic to semen.
First off, who is that lady?
I don't know. I just can't find it, Dave.
Girlfriend. Oh, boy.
Oh, thanks.
People like me, though, immediately.
Send his mom a birthday card. That's creepy to me.
Hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Now, here's one that dates it again, Christy. Change the shade of your stockings and be sure to keep the seams straight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad, don't get me wrong, I'm glad nylons went out or stockings, whatever you want, legs, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But how did that happen? I mean, they were everywhere, and now
because
nobody,
here's the deal.
Nobody wears.
The things with those were, they, if there was the slightest rip or run in them, you went
awful.
From, a power-broking businesswoman to the filthiest skank on the subway.
Yeah. On your first date, tell him you aren't thinking of getting married. That old goody.
The old reverse
psychology. Reverse psychology.
I never want to get married.
Don't talk about how many children you want.
Now, here's a tip for it. This is from 1958. I'm going to read this one verbatim. How to Get a Husband from McCall's Magazine. Double date with a gay, happily married couple. Let them see what it's like.
I don't think they meant that.
They meant that in the old...
They meant gay as in...
happy.
Cheerful, yes.
Yeah.
Upbeat.
Here's one. Learn to sew, ladies, and wear something you made yourself.
What is that, burlap? Lovely.
You like I made this hat myself.
Yeah.
You like my buttons?
Maybe you did. I'm guessing that was your cat?
That's right.
Oh, that piece.
The eyeballs are right here in the front.
That piece you're wearing around your waist, is that from the Pocahontas collection? It looks rather like a...
I told you I'm allergic to semen.
You mentioned...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.